Talking Business on Radio Q.
I'm joined now by Elgar Welsh, who is the founder and CEO of Stream, which is a media monitoring business.
Thanks, Alan.
Hi, Elgar. Now, you were in the Prime Minister's office 2013.
Correct.
And decided that what the world needs is real-time media monitoring of everything, because at that time, I guess, social media was starting up and the existing media monitoring weren't even doing that.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we worked in an environment that required really speedy response to media. And, you know, in that role, when I was there, we found that in the time it was taking for us to get media coverage out of the current offering in the market was wholly unacceptable, and waiting hours for things to come through. So that's really where Stream was born out of my experience in that time.
And was it hard to set up?
It was. It's taken, I mean, we're nearly into our fourth year now, so there's enormous barriers to entry within the media monitoring sector. It helps explain why there's really only been one company.
Which is Isentia.
Correct.
Started off as media monitors.
That's right, yeah. I mean, really, you know, you've got to do print agreements, online agreements, broadcast agreements, social agreements. There's a lot of content there. There's a lot of infrastructure to put in place, account management, marketing. I mean, it's like any other business.
How long did it take you to set it up?
Look, we started as an online-only monitoring company. So that's really where we began for the first year or two. We confirmed our sort of suspicions that people wanted something faster and more flexible. And then we started building in broadcast. We started adding in social. Just recently, we've added in print, the actual print clippings, which in some ways is sort of a step to the side of where we were as a real-time company. But customers want the full, you know, product offering, the full content offering in one place.
Isn't everything that's in print also online?
It is, but a lot of CEOs, managers want to see how it appeared in a newspaper, and it's still extremely valuable for them to know what picture ran, how big was the picture, how what was written in that. Often newspapers change what's in the paper versus what's online as well. A positive article in print can be a negative article online, so it's quite important.
So you've been busily disrupting Isentia.
We are offering a different product to what they do. That's a very old world traditional product. What we offer is a real-time product. So, you know, a customer can expect that if they're publicly listed, you know, issue sensitive, running a campaign, engaged with consumers, voters, that they can see coverage of issues, topics, people, products within about a minute of it being published or broadcast. So it's very, very quick. It's much different to the sort of old world offering.
Yeah, and you're cheaper than them too?
We don't look to cut down the price of the market. We're trying to add value. So we're competitive, but we're not trying to be sort of half the price. We think that the product is better than what they offer.
In a way, the sort of the development of the internet and social media and all that stuff has made media monitoring more needed.
Yeah, I think there was a time there, and in fact, John Kroll, who is CEO at Isentia, said this. There was a time there, I guess, where people sort of thought, well, you know, we can get everything on the internet for free now. But as it's got louder and more noisy and you need someone to filter it, I think there is a real value to having a company or a business there who's doing that role for you.
And so your business is going all right?
It is going well. We're going very well. We've got good customers. We're growing. We're certainly not on the scale that our competitor is, but, you know, we're getting there.
So tell us about the structure of the business. Is it just, do you own it?
I'm the majority owner of it. The other is Anton Saborin, who's our technical lead. And Anton and I, you know, formed the business together in the early days. And so Anton manages the technical side of the business and I'm on the business side.
And you haven't had to raise capital yet?
We have done one raise of capital, which was this year, which was really good. Went well. We brought some very good people into that business. Tony Davis at Quantium, Graham Samuel, you know, former ACCC chair. You know, we got some good people with good network in there. And that's really what we're looking for. We're looking for people who could sort of spread the message out about what Stream was doing. So we were about 3 years into the business before we took capital on.
And so is it a duopoly now with you on Isentia?
In forms of a full service offering, it is. There is another provider, which is a Norwegian business that provides, you know, more sort of digital social content.
That's Meltwater.
Yeah, that's right. And they're a different offering to what Stream is. It's not a comprehensive offering. It doesn't include print clips, for example. The broadcast content is not comprehensive. So, you know, when you want to compare apples and apples, those are really the two businesses that provide a full service product for people in the market.
How do you do the full service broadcast monitoring.
So we spent about 3 years developing a technology-enabled solution to that. We didn't want to put people in overseas markets to sort of sit there and watch television or listen to radio. And we built a voice-to-text system, which is very, very good at determining, is this a mention of an organization or an issue or a topic straight away? And a customer, it means for a customer, they get that content within a minute of it being broadcast. So it's very, very fast. So
does your technology monitor all broadcast?
Correct.
All the time?
Correct. 24 hours
a day. And turns it into text?
That's right. And then people can play that video as well or listen to that audio straight away.
And the text obviously then is searchable.
Exactly.
By your system.
Which is the most important bit because you've got to be able to tell someone that they've got to mention. Exactly. So if I'll take an example, Nine Entertainment, a customer of ours, they're a publicly listed business. Now, if something is said about them which is not correct, they need to know about that straight away. They don't want to wait around for 3 hours to find out about that. But speed is one of the things that we do. Accuracy of the information is very important as well. We spent a long time building filtering engines in the background to make sure that the content was right and it wasn't sort of incorrect and added to the noise. And flexibility as well, being able to track lots of different things. You know, the model previous to when Stream entered the market was a very constrained one. It was tell us what you want to track, and if you want to change it, the price will increase significantly for you. We're not of that sort of view. We want to make sure that a company or a government can track anything they want. Issue crops up, campaign starts.
So did you guys build that yourself?
Yes, correct.
Well done.
Thank you. It's working well.
That is quite an achievement.
Yes.
Now, what about social media? That's that's like this constant Niagara Falls of stuff.
It is. There's a real deluge of information, and the way we handle it is we actually have a partner for that called Brandwatch, which is Europe's leading sort of social media intelligence company. Rather than building a social media monitoring business, which is actually not really what we are, our customers said, look, what we want to see is influencers, people who are leading conversation, something coming out of nowhere that's important. We don't want to sort of see where...
Oh, so you're not picking up every mention?
Look, we do look at everything, but we actually filter it for them so that they don't see everything. So a PR and media manager doesn't really want to know when, Joe Blow in Marrickville is angry about product X because it broke. That's a consumer team issue, and that those products exist. What we're trying to say is, journalist X says something bad about your business, or CEO comes out and attacks product Y. That's really what this is about, influencers.
And are you saying that this mob that you've got a partnership with in Europe, they do it for you?
Yes, they have a good filtering engine. They have the agreements with the social networks to do those things. There's no sense in us building that as well. We're very good at what we do, but social is not the core offering with Stream.
There seems to be another social media thing popping up all the time.
There are. There's thousands of these businesses, and that's why we made the decision not to be another one of those. We knew that from customer feedback, they really just wanted to see, give me influential content, don't give me absolutely everything.
And so where do you think this is heading? You just, Isentia has been struggling lately. Where's it all going to, how's it going to unfold?
For us, Helga? We want to see, obviously, significant customer growth, and we've experienced that this year, which is good, but we really want to shift out bigger businesses from that old model into the new model. We're having a lot of success doing that. We're still in an early stage of growth. We're not certainly at the size of our competitor, but the offering is quite a lot different. We get a very, very good response from companies because they need that sort of speed and accuracy. And look, for us, it's about growing the market. We want to make sure that people are getting the product they paid for. One of the things we've come across is that monitoring got to a very high price because of the content involved and the systems involved from our competitor. But the value proposition was starting to shift quite a lot and slip. And we sort of have come to the market and said, look, we think you should pay the same amount, but we're going to add all the value back, insights and information and data about the coverage that you're achieving and who you're reaching. And those are really important things, not just here's your media.
Do you think we'll get to the stage where you can come up with a product that will suit or be okay for an individual to monitor the media about themselves?
Well, we know from the things that people track within Stream that there's certainly a few personal things that slip into people tracking. Sports results might be one of them. But there's no consumer application from our point of view.
Because it's too expensive.
Look, it is, and we're subject to copyright and licensing agreements with the publishers. We have good relationships with News Corp and Fairfax and WAN and others in the market, the broadcasters too. So there may be an application for it for another business, but it's not what we're focused on. We're looking at enterprise, government and corporate.
And is there any reluctance on the part of the publishers to do these kind of deals?
Look, I think if I'm being honest, there is always a trepidation from publishers because they see that this could damage their subscriptions. And that's a big focus now for those businesses. So they see media monitoring as potentially taking away from those, particularly within the copyright framework that exists at the moment. But, you know, we just need to show them that there's more value to be had from giving people insights, making them see how they can pay a certain amount for that that's, you know, not seen as a big burden on the business.
But you pay the publishers money,
we
too,
do,
don't
that's
you?
Right, yeah, as part of our agreements with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is a fair point. But I think that, you know, an organisation still needs a one-stop shop for all this. They need broadcast, they need, you know, print, they need online. And really for us, you know, print has just been something we've brought in the last month or so. So it's quite new for us.
Yeah, but it's not, and I suppose the principle is not something you've invented.
Hmm.
It's been correct. Around, media monitoring's been around
it's
a
been
long
around
time.
A very, very long time. It just needs to be changed and done differently.
Yeah. Well, it's great to talk to you, Elgar. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Alan.
I've been talking to Elgar Welsh, who's one of the founders and the CEO at Stream.